Anyway, let me take the first one easily. The name of Mike Robinson has been submitted as for the office of president of this affiliate. Are there any other nominations from the floor? I have that acclamation thing. I have a motion to cease nominations and that Mike be elected by acclamation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Michael, congratulations. What you didn't witness, or some of you did, was a handshake and a hug just now.
Hi.
Michael, yesterday I pledged 110% of my support to you. Make it 120. It's a daunting job, but it's a fun job. It's very rewarding sometimes and very frustrating sometimes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think, Dr. Marrow, could you admit to that, too? Yeah. The job of president can be fun and daunting.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He's already daunted, just looking at
exactly. I didn't mean to use a big word this early in the morning, sir. Hold on, I want to give Mike the mic for a second.
Well, I'm truly humbled by the support you've shown by electing me president of the National Federation of the Blind of New York. Every organization needs strong leadership, and I pledge to lead us into the future with determination and enthusiasm and confidence our members deserve. I'd like to thank you, Mr. Jacobson, for 28-plus years of hard work and dedication to our organization, and there's no doubt about your commitment, and I applaud your loyalty.
I thank you for that, Mike.
Now, I made several promises when I ran for president 2 years ago, and I stand by those commitments. Transparency, inclusion, and communication are a few of the many things that we'll work to improve. I'm a firm believer that a president is only as good as the people he represents. No one person is a federation. Mr. Riccobono, myself, Dr. Maurer, and every one of us are the faces representing our organization. This is not Mark's organization. It's not Mike's organization. It's not Carl's organization. It is our organization. We can only succeed if we all work together for common goals. Any president should be available to their members, and he or she should be accessible to discuss issues, answer questions, solve problems. I pledge to be visible at all events, such as national and state conventions, lobbying sessions, and the like. I'll be available by telephone or email to anyone here, and everyone here will be provided with my contact information in print and braille before you leave here today. So please don't leave without an envelope. We'll be at the doors handing them out. I'll do all my power to have representation, either myself or another elected officer, attend one meeting of each chapter annually. A database of members, contacts, media outlets, legislators, supporters, and others will be established and used to its fullest potential to grow the Federation and to increase our public presence. Now, we must promote lead membership and strengthen the chapters we have. We must also reach out to other areas where we do not currently have representation and explore the possibilities of establishing new chapters. I pledge to give support to chapters, divisions, and groups that they need in order to grow and serve to their greatest potential. One of my most important duties will be to groom our next generation of leadership, and I will work to identify those who can lead our affiliate and give them the necessary tools to take us into the future. But first, I have to figure out what I'm doing.
That takes 28 years.
Yeah. Well, that's a never-ending process of learning. So when do we start? I say right now. We need to increase our Newsline subscriber base, so I propose a contest. Everyone will receive 3 Newsline applications today in that envelope. Whoever submits the most new applications for the service by February 16th will receive a $150 Visa gift card. Okay. The office must receive them by February 16th, and you should definitely write your name on the back of each application so you get credit for them.
They can be submitted by email, too, if you have the information.
Yes. Please feel free to make more copies if needed, or contact me, and I'll mail or email you more. So get out there and let's share the amazing Newsline service with as many people as we possibly can. So you all have my contact information. I encourage you to use it. I also encourage you to like our Facebook page, National Federation of the Blind of New York State, and to join the email distribution list, New York News, New-York-News, through the national nfbnet.org website for announcements and to keep abreast of what's happening in your affiliate. And yes, I said your affiliate. The Federation is our organization. It will only be as good as we make it. I believe in us. I believe in the Federation, and I believe working together we can all live the lives we want. Now then, it's time to select the rest of your executive board. I ask each of you to consider your choices carefully. Elections are not to be about popularity, friendship, obligation. Each of us owes it to our organization to select the people who can best serve in the positions they seek. These are people who will lead us into a future of change and growth. Please vote for the people you feel will best serve the National Federation of the Blind in New York State. Now, I look to my future as your president with excitement, encouragement, and trepidation. Let's face it, if I weren't nervous or scared, I'd be the wrong person to take the office. Let's look to a future of advancement, and I'm excited to work with each and every one of you, and I know, working together, we can change what it means to be blind in New York State. Let's get to work growing our organization.
Thank you, Michael. It will be a pleasure.